大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们在忙碌一周之后继续在教会来聚会敬拜神，来得到神的恩典。
We thank God for His grace that we have gathered here this Friday night to receive His grace.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟我们大家一起来查考：当我们听见神的作为。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study with everyone when we heard the works of God.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，他特别吩咐他的门徒要小心怎样听。
When Jesus was preaching, he told his disciples to heed with care.
我们现在看，先看一下路加福音第八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
读第十八节。
Verse 18.
路加福音八章十八节说：“所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的，连他自以为有的也要夺去。”
18. Therefore, take heed how you hear. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and whoever does not have, even what he seems to have, will be taken from him.
这是主耶稣讲在路加福音这一段落里面，是他讲了撒种的比喻之后，他最后所讲的一句结论的话。
These are the concluding words Jesus spoke after sharing the parable of the sower.
那主耶稣他的许多的信息都是用比喻讲的，所以对那些真的用心听的，他们就能够听到主要教训的道理。
Since Jesus often spoke in parables to those who listen carefully, they would understand.
所以你看他在第八节讲了这个撒种的比喻的时候他说了这话，就大声说：“有耳可听的就应当听。”
Before Jesus shared the parable of the sower, he said, "He who has an ear, let him hear."
所以我们现在都有耳朵，我们都能够每天听到很多的事，很多的故事。
We all have ears, and we can hear many stories every day.
我们也会听到很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
We also hear many testimonies from brothers and sisters.
那我们也会听到许多道理。
We hear many sermons.
但是要注意主耶稣这里说的，应当小心怎样听。
But as Jesus said to us, we ought to take heed how we hear.
他说凡有的还要加给他。
For whoever has to him more will be given.
也就是说，对那些真的听了愿意去做的主耶稣会给他更明白。
And to whoever who does accordingly, Jesus will allow him to understand even more.
但是对那些自以为有的，就要把它夺去，他原来有的也就不见了。
But whoever does not have even what he seems to have will be taken from him.
这就看我们人听到一件事情的心态怎么样，会决定我们接下去有没有办法从所听见的得到造就。
And the attitude with which we receive the words will determine whether or not we will receive the blessing.
所以你看我们每天有时候在听一些人跟人的对话，我们听了有时候心里就不高兴。
Sometimes when we're listening to dialogue between two people, we become upset.
那有时候夫妻之间讲话，听到对方讲的话，有时候误会在先，也会吵架。
And spouses, when misunderstanding one another, may also become upset.
那我们现在在听道理更要小心我们的心态是什么。
And therefore, when we're listening to sermon, we must all the more take heed.
那所以我们今天晚上呢，来从约书亚记看主耶稣这件提醒在旧约圣经是怎样看的。
And therefore, let us study the book of Joshua from the perspective of Jesus Christ's words.
我们现在读《约书亚记》从第一章已经读到了第十一章。
We have been reading Joshua chapter 1-11.
那《约书亚记》它可以分着几个段落。
The book of Joshua can be separated into several sections.
我们从第一章读到第五章就会发现这里面所讲的信息基本上就是神在准备百姓怎么样过约旦河。要进入迦南地。
Chapters 1-5 record the message of God of how the Israelites should cross over the Jordan into the land of Canaan.
那这当中就 有这个探子去探耶利哥城的事情。
Among these, there was the event with, when the spies went into Jericho.
那就是这两个探子啊，跟喇合啊接触的经过。
And it records the, how the two spies encountered Rahab.
那两个探子回来报告之后啊，以色列百姓他们啊就积极的采取行动，他们啊过没几天就过河了。
Once the spies returned, the Israelites were very proactive, and after a few days, they crossed the Jordan.
那过河之后
，Once crossing the river.
那到了第六章
，In chapter 6.
那就是开始要攻打耶利哥城。
They needed to attack Jericho.
那所以从第六章到第十二章啊，这就是一连串的征战。
From chapter 6 to 12 records a series of battles.
那基本上这些征战都是神为百姓打仗的。
And basically, God fought for His people throughout.
其实不是选民他们自己去打仗。
And it's actually not the people who fought.
他们只是跟在神后面听神的话去做神要他们做的事而已。
They merely listened to God's commands.
所以第十章的第四十二节说。
In chapter 10, verse 42.
十章四十二节，耶稣亚一时杀败了这些王，并夺了他们的地，因为主以色列的神为以色列征战。
42. All these kings and their land, Joshua took one at one time, because the Lord God of Israel fought for Israel.
从第六章开始的耶利哥战役到第十一章结束，我们看到基本上每场战役都是神在替百姓打的。
From the victory at Jericho in chapter 6 to chapter 11, all these battles were won by God.
好，那所以我们看到后来在第十一章结束的时候
，At the end of chapter 11,
二十三节
，Verse 23,
这样耶稣亚照着神所吩咐摩西的一切话夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派的宗族将地分给他们为业，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war.
这个就是他们征服了迦南地把这个产业呢分给以色列的支派。
The Israelites overcame the inhabitants of Canaan and divided their land.
那十二章基本上就是一个结论把它。所打过的这些战役呢，做一个总整理而已。
Chapter 12 is merely a summary of all the battles that occurred before.
所以十二章所记载的就是他们在约旦河西击败了三十一个王，那在约旦河东打了两个王，所以一共有三十三个王。
And in chapter 12 records how in the west of Jordan the Israelites won over 31 kings, and on the east of Jordan, the Israelites were victorious over two kings, for a total of 33.
所以十二章基本上就是一个结论。
And chapter 12 is a summary.
那到十三章开始到第二十二章
Starting from chapter 13 to chapter 22.
那这个就是他们分配土地的经过。
Records the division and allocation of the land.
这个就是神按照他的应许把这些产业分给各个支派。
God, according to His promise, divided the land to their tribes.
那在这些支派当中有利未人是没有产业的。
And the Levites was the tribe that did not receive a portion of the land.
因为神就是他们的产业。
For God was their inheritance.
所以利未支派他们就散住以色列各支派之间。
And therefore the Levites were scattered throughout all of Israel.
所以这一段呢，基本上就是一连串的地名看到每个支派他们的区域在哪里。
And in this section, it describes the areas and the regions which were given to each tribe.
那最后两章，二十三章、二十四章，就是耶稣亚最后的劝勉，对百姓最后的话语。
Chapters, the last two chapters, 23 and 24, record Joshua's admonition to the people.
那我们从第一章读到第十二章，基本上就看到这耶稣亚记的精华。
And chapters 1 to 12 are the main chapters of Joshua.
也就是说主要的教训都会在这里这一段这一些啊这两个段落里面出现的。
Most of the teachings in this book are recorded here.
那我们看到不管是准备要过约旦河还是他们进了迦南地之后神为他们所做的这一切奇妙的作为百姓他们都是亲眼看到的。
The Israelites themselves saw with their own eyes how God led them before they entered and after they entered the land of Canaan.
但是对迦南地的人来说，他们是听见神这样为他的百姓做这些事情。
And the inhabitants of Canaan heard how God worked for His people.
所以很多迦南地的妻族，这么多人，他们都听到神同样的作为。
Many tribes of Canaan heard of the works of God.
但是他们听了之后，他们却有不同的反应。
However, their response was different.
那他们不同的反应就带来了不同的结果。
And this different response led to different consequences.
他们听了神的作为之后，他们如果愿意来归向神的，他们就得生命。
If after hearing God's word, they followed God's commandments, then they would receive life.
但是他们听了，如果想要跟神的百姓做对的，最后他们就灭亡，他们就死亡。
But if after hearing the word of God, they went against Israelites, then they would perish.
所以他们怎么听，会决定他们最后是生还是死。
How they heard and received the word of God determines whether they will live or die.
那这也是我们今天晚上接下来聚会我们所要着重的重点。
And this is the point of today's sermon.
我们要注意我们所听到的信息。
We must take heed of the words that we hear.
如果我们真的会相信天地当中有一位主。
If we truly believe that And there is a God over the heavens and the earth.
他是创造天地万物一切的主宰。
And He is the master and creator of all things.
我们人也是他所创造的。
And that humans are created by Him.
那基本上我们要承认，神的作为一定远超过我们人所能够用理性分析的结果。
And then we must confess that the works of God are beyond man's analyzing.
人如果能够去分析神，那神就在人底下了。
If we can analyze God, then God is beneath us.
如果我们人也可以预测神的作为，那么神就不是那么伟大。
If we can predict God's work, then God is not so great after all.
但是当我们听到神的一些奇妙作为的时候，我们的反应如何，就看出我们对神的态度在哪里。
Our response to God's works manifests our attitude towards Him.
所以我们看，在约书亚记里面记载很多次他们听见神的作为。
In the book of Joshua, the Israelites or people often heard of the works of God.
他们听到之后，他们什么反应呢？
After hearing, what type of response did they have?
如果我们看约书亚记第二章，
If we look at Joshua chapter 2,
这是探子到拿俄家里去的时候。
The two spies entered Rahab's house.
第十节，
verse 10,
这个拿俄对两个探子说，因为我们听见你们出埃及的时候主怎样在你们前面使红海的水干了，并且你们怎么样带约旦河东的两个亚摩利王西宏和噩，将他们进行毁灭。
10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were on the other side of the Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed.
第十一节，我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。主你们的神本是上天下地的神。
11. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted. Neither did there remain any more courage in anyone because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven, above and on earth and beneath.
这里拿俄特别提到说，是我们听见，就是耶利哥城所有的人，他们都听到同样的事情。
Rahab said, "We have heard," and we referring to all the inhabitants of Jericho.
因为他们早就听说四十年前这位神上天下地的神是怎么样拯救百姓过红海的。
They had heard that the God over the earth beneath and heaven above led his people.
他自己特别强调说：“我知道第九节说，我知道神已经把这个地赐给你们的。
She emphasized in verse 9, saying, "I know that the Lord has given you this land."
所以他其实看到神的作为，他知道神所讲过的话，要把这一块迦南地赐给以色列的选民，这事情一定会实现。
She heard about the works of God and knew that God would grant His people this land.
所以他当时候，你看，其实大家都听到同样的消息，大家心里面也都很害怕。
At the time, everyone had heard of God's works, and all of them were faint-hearted.
但是第二章特殊的地方就是拉合这个人，他听见神的作为之后，他的反应是最特别的。
But Rahab's response was the most unique.
因为他知道唯有归向这位神才是他唯一的活路。
She knew that the only way to life is to turn to this God.
所以他说第十二节，我现在我既是恩待你们，求你们要指着主向我起誓，要恩待我的父家，并给我一个实在的证据。
Verse 12. Now therefore I beg you, swear to me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you also will show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token.
十三节说要救活我的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们的性命不死。
13. And spare my father, my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death.
你看他这里这个拉合他听到神的作为之后，他知道这就是他唯一的机会。
Rahab, after hearing God's works, knew that this was her only opportunity.
这也是他唯一一次接触到以色列百姓的机会了。
This was her only chance to come in contact with the Israelites.
之前他只是听说而已。
Previously, she had only heard of this.
他知道，这个神对他这些百姓很特殊的作为。
She heard of God's unique works for His people.
这个神，他说把这个土地要赐给他的百姓做产业的。
This God proclaimed that He would give this land as inheritance for His people.
当然，他们所听到的消息，一定知道那个区域是在哪里的。
And of course, when the people heard this news, they knew where the land referred to.
他很清楚他自己所在的位置就是以后以色列选民所当拥有的。
She knew that the land on which she lived was to be given to the Israelites.
所以他现在，你看，他只有这一次机会接触到这两个探子。
She had this one chance to come in contact with the Israelites.
他就抓住这一次的难得的机会。
And she grasped hold of the opportunity.
她跟他们讲了这一段话很重要。
And the words which she spoke to them were very important.
求你们指着神向我起誓。
I beg of you, swear to me by the Lord.
要拯救我们的性命不死。
That you will deliver our lives from death.
也就是说，她知道这位神能够救她，让她活下来。
That is to say, she knows that this God can deliver her.
那他要得到神的恩典，跟这两个探子，跟他所接触的这个神的百姓是有关系的。
And to receive God's grace is related to these two people.
也就是说，其实拉合他知道这两个人是以色列人呢。
That is to say, she knows that these two spies are Israelites.
其实他也很清楚这两个人来的目的是做什么。
And she knew clearly their purpose for coming to the land.
但是他就抓住这个机会。
But she held on to the opportunity.
他希望透过他们这两个人的口，他能够得到一条出路。
She hoped that by these two people, she would have a way out.
所以他要他们起誓，向神起誓。
So she asked them to swear by the Lord.
要救他跟他所有的全家人。
To deliver her and her entire household.
结果这两个探子第十四节跟他讲了一个条件。
And the two men gave her a condition.
你若不泄露我们这件事，我们情愿替你死。替你们死啊！主将这地赐给我们的时候，我们必以慈爱诚实待你。
14. So the men answered her, "Our lives for yours. If none of you tell this business of ours, and it shall be when the Lord has given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with you."
这个时候，其实这两个探子也不知道拉合这个人的用意是在哪里。
At the time, the two men did not know the motivation of Rahab.
就是说他们是刚接触，也不知道他这个人的底细他的想法。
They did not know what she was thinking since they had just met her.
所以这两个探子也很细心。
And so these two men were also meticulous.
所以他说，你若不泄露我们这件事情，让我们可以活着回去耶稣亚那里。
So the men said, if None of you tell this business of ours.
那我们就一定会用慈爱诚实待你。
Then we will deal kindly and truly with you.
那这个时候，你看这个接下去这个女人呢，喇合呢，就用绳子把他们从窗户那里就坠下去了。
The woman Rahab let them down by a rope through the window.
然后接下去又告诉他们要怎么样得到存活的这个方法。
And she told them the way that that they might live.
那最后这两个探子也给了他一个证据，就是一条朱红色的线这个细绳呢要绑在他的窗户上。
And the sign of the oath between them was a scarlet cord given by the men to Rahab.
那要走以前特别还跟他强调这一件事。
Before they left, they emphasized this matter to her.
第二十节说：“你若泄露我们这件事，你叫我们所起的事就与我们无干了。”
20. And if you tell this business of ours, then we will be free from your oath which she made us swear.
那这个就是这个喇合他得拯救的经过。
This is the process of Rahab's deliverance.
我们都知道，最后喇合整个全家都得救。
And then Rahab and her entire family was saved.
当百姓攻打耶利哥城的时候，耶稣要特别要求这两个探子去把喇合的所有人家带到以色列营外里面去住。
When Israelites attacked Jericho, Joshua especially instructed these two spies to bring Rahab and her family to dwell among the Israelites.
所以最后喇合的全家真的得救。
And so in the end, they were truly saved.
所以我们看到一样的百姓，就是外邦人，他们听到神的一样作为。
These people who were Gentiles heard of God's works.
但是喇合他听见之后，他想要能够被拯救。
But Rahab, who was a Gentile, also she wanted to be saved.
他也想到他自己的家人。
And she remembered her family.
所以最后，你看他的全家都得救了。
In the end, her family was saved.
他甚至进入了后来大卫王的家谱里面呢。
And she was recorded in the genealogy of David.
那后来更是进入了耶稣基督的家谱。
And she was recorded in the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
那所以我们看到了这个听见神的作为，他愿意相信的人，愿意来投靠主的，真的是有福的。
Those who hear and rely and put their trust in the Lord will be blessed.
神真的是以慈爱诚实待那些愿意来归向他的人。
God will deal with those, deal kindly to those who are willing to trust in Him.
所以我们今天听到神的许多作为我们一定要注意。
Therefore, we must take heed of God's works.
不要像耶利哥城里的人，他们听了，但是他们并没有任何行动。
We must not be like the inhabitants of Jericho who heard but did not take action.
当喇合在准备的时候，其实没有一个人他们会想到说，喇合为什么要特别？把那个红色的线挂在他的窗户上来。
As Rahab was preparing herself, none of them wondered why she was putting the scarlet cord outside the window.
当然，有没有人问我们不知道了。
Of course, we do not know if someone asked her.
但是最后没有一个人得救，最后只有喇合这个家庭得救。
But none other than Rahab's family was saved.
所以他的得救是跟以色列百姓的接触有关系的。
Her deliverance has a relationship.With her interaction,
也是因为他听见神的作为之后，他采取行动了。
And she took action after she heard God's word.
所以我们听到神的作为，一定要注意，我们应该采取什么样适当的行动，才能够真的让我们得福气。
We must consider our response to God's word and think about how we will receive grace.
好，那我们看第五章。
Let's turn to chapter five.
第五章第一节。
Chapter five, verse one.
现在以色列百姓过了约旦河了。
Now the Israelites had crossed Jordan.
约旦河西亚摩利的诸王和靠海迦南人的诸王听见主在以色列人面前使约旦河的水干了，等到我们过去，他们的心因以色列人的缘故就消化了，不再有胆气。
Verse 1. So it was when all the kings of the Amorites who were on the west side of Jordan and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea heard that the Lord had dried up the rivers of Jordan from the children of Israel until we had crossed over, that their hearts melted and there was no spirit in them any longer because of the children of Israel.
这里特别提到这些亚摩利的诸王、迦南人的诸王，他们听见神的作为。
Here records that the kings of Amorites and Canaanites heard of God's works.
就是神 让百姓走约旦河的干地过来了。
They heard of how God allowed the children of Israel to cross over the Jordan on dry land.
这个时候，他们没有人敢利用这个时候去攻击以色列人了。
None of them took the opportunity at this time to attack the Israelites.
他们听到了，他们心里面就害怕。
They heard and they were afraid.
其实他们的反应是神本来就跟以色列百姓应许的。
And this response, was promised to the Israelites.
就是神的作为一出现的时候，那些敌人听见就害怕。
When God's works are revealed, the enemies will be afraid.
那是我们读过的申命记二十八章的。
This is recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
在申命记二十八章
Deuteronomy chapter 28,
第十节
verse 10、
第十节，那神当初跟耶稣亚所讲的也是一样。
And this was spoken by the Lord likewise to Joshua.
当神他的作为显明其实神就是要让这个迦南地的人听到就害怕。
When the works of God are revealed, the people of Canaan will be afraid.
他们在以色列百姓面前是没有胆量跟他们对抗的。
And they will have no courage to fight against Israelites.
因为神的作为让所有人都知道有永生神在他们中间。
Because all the works of God was evidence that He was among His people.
所以百姓他们其实已经得到神的应许，他们是可以得到产业的。
The people of God were promised this inheritance.
现在这些诸王他们听到神的作为的时候，他们害怕。
When these kings heard of God's works,
他们不敢做什么。
They dare not do anything.
那所以我们接下去看神，就让百姓很顺利的，他们可以行割礼，他们可以守逾越节，他们可以吃当地的土产，他们可以准备所有的一切来准备打仗。
And God gave this time to the Israelites that they might circumcise themselves and enjoy the fruit of the land.
他们可以接下去守逾越节。
And they kept the Passover.
能够真的在他们身上能够看到神立约的证据。
And they saw within themselves the promise of God.
所以，他们现在就可以照神的吩咐去打仗。
According to God'scommands, they would fight.
那他们一开始的打仗就是耶利哥城。
And their first battle was in Jericho.
那耶利哥城我们都知道，哇，这个真的是神的神迹，让百姓不会一兵一卒，竟然把这个最坚固的城攻下来了。
And it was truly a miracle that by God's hand, without raising a sword or spear, that the Israelites were able to conquer Jericho.
那耶利哥城被攻陷之后，第六章的第27节是这样说的。
After Jericho was conquered in chapter 6, verse 27,
27节，主与约书亚同在，约书亚的声名传扬遍地。
So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame spread throughout all the country.
这个就是神为他的百姓征战让不可能攻打的城被攻下来之后这些名声很快就传遍各地方了。
It was God's promise for His people that to allow them to conquer what is impossible to conquer.
那我们都知道耶利哥城攻下之后，接下去攻打爱城，他们就失败了。
We know that after they conquered Jericho, they failed in their battle at Ai.
那事实上是因为接下去第七章记载着百姓他们当时犯几个错误了。
Because in chapter 7, it records that the children of Israel committed trespasses.
他们就是用他们得胜的经验，很直接的接下去就觉得应该去攻打爱城。
And relying on their experience of victory, they confidently went to attack Ai.
这件事情他们也没有得到神的指示。
They did not receive God's command.
他们也没有问神应该怎么办。
And they did not ask God how they should.Go about doing this.
他们更不知道在百姓当中有一个亚干已经犯罪了。
And they all the more did not know that there was an Achan among them who had sinned.
所以其实神不跟他们同在，神根本没有跟他们一起打仗。
God was not with them when they went out.
所以当然他们就被打败了。
And of course they failed.
所以我们看到，如果神没有跟他们一起同在，他们的战役就是输败，失败为收场的。
If God did not go out with them, then their result is failure.
那他们的失败其实带来很大的冲击的。
And this failure brought a great blow upon the people.
百姓他们在爱城的失败，我说我们看一看说，哎，他们根本就是打输一场战而已，有什么大不了呢？
And sometimes we might think that it's no big deal since they only lost one battle.
他们能够走干地过约旦河这件事情，很快的声明哦，传扬遍地。他们在爱城被打败，其实很快的这个风声也传到各个地方去了。
The news that they crossed Jericho on dry land spread throughout the country, but the news that they lost at Ai also spread really quickly across the country.
就是我们如果看第七章哦，当时候耶稣亚他这样子跟神祷告的。
In chapter 7, Joshua prayed to God.
第七章的第八节。
Chapter 7, verse 8.
哦，主啊，以色列人既然在仇敌面前转背逃跑，我还有什么话可说呢？
8. O Lord, what shall I say when Israel turns its back before its enemies?
第九节。
9.
迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭。那时你为你的大名要怎样行呢？
9. For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and surround us, and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?
这个就是啊，你看耶稣啊，他们打败仗回来，他啊在神面前哀哭。
After the Israelites returned from a failed battle, Joshua cried before the Lord.
他说：“迦南人跟这一地的居民，他们听见了我们被打败了，他就会来围困我们了。”
And Joshua told the Lord that when the Canaanites and all the inhabitants hear of their failure, they will surround them.
也就是说，现在他们面临对方这个迦南地的居民呢、啊？他们现在是有胆量起来的。
And they face the fact that the Canaanites now have courage to come against them.
本来他们听到神带领百姓走干地过约旦河的时候，他们心都消化了，他们都不敢跟以色列征战的。
Originally, after they heard that the Lord guided His people across Jordan, their hearts melted and did not have courage to fight against Israel.
但是耶稣知道，这一次在爱城的这个战役打败之后，影响很大。
But Joshua knew that after they were defeated at Ai, this would have great impact.
因为爱城跟耶利哥城相比之下，哈，差很多的。
Because Ai was incomparable to Jericho.
爱城才一万两千人，全部的兵丁才一万两千人而已啊。
And the entire city of Ai was only 120,000 people.
你看，一万两千人呢，只有 12,000 而已啊。啊，那但是。以色列百姓有多少人呢？
But how many Israelites were there?
他们竟然在攻打这个一万两千人的小城里面失败了。
And there were so many Israelites, yet they were defeated against when fighting against a city of 1,200.
所以我们看到百姓的失败，其实带来很大的后遗症的。
There was a great side effect from the defeat of Ai.
当时候耶稣亚他这样子在神面前哀哭，不是没有理由的。
And it was not without reason that Joshua cried before the Lord.
因为他说，他们如果将我们的名从这个地上除灭的时候，那主啊，那你要怎么办呢？
Joshua said, when they cut off our name from the face of the earth, what will you do for your great name?
因为当时候其实耶稣啊不知道啊百姓当中所发生什么事啊。
Joshua at the time did not know what had happened among Israel.
他不知道亚干犯罪。
He did not know that Achan had sinned.
所以神特别把这个事情指出来。
Therefore, God especially pointed this out.
第十节，起来，你为什么这样伏在地呢？
Verse 10, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face?
十一节。
11.
以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的约，取了当灭的物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把那当灭的物放在他们的家具里。
Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have taken some of the accursed things. And have stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff.
第十一节，这是神特别说亚干犯了哪些罪。
In verse 11, God described the sins of Achan.
亚干犯的罪，神是说以色列人犯罪。
And when Achan had sinned, yet God said Israel had sinned.
所以我们个人所犯的罪跟神的整体的百姓是有关系的。
Our personal sin is directly related to the sin of the entire multitude.
因为这个就是一个神的家。
Because this is God's house.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人的行为跟我们的弟兄，我们整个教会是有关系。
Our deeds are related to the deeds of the entire church.
这里神至少说了五项他们亚干所犯的罪。
In this verse, God pointed out at least five sins of Achan.
第一
，Firstly,
违背了我所吩咐他们的约。
They have transgressed my covenant.
神的约讲得很清楚了。
God's covenant was clear.
要愿意顺服他的。
They must be willing to submit.
福气就跟随。
Then blessings will follow.
但是如果不愿意顺服的，那接下来是咒诅就会来了。
Those who are not willing to submit will curses will fall upon them.
第二，取得当面的物。
Secondly, they have taken some of the accursed things.
神说不可以拿的，他们竟然拿了。
They have taken what God commanded them not to.
其实也不是什么好东西啊。
And it was not.
就是那一件很漂亮的试拿衣服而已。
Not as if.It was anything so great. It was just a couple of clothes.
一件而已。
One piece of clothing.
第三，偷窃。
Number three, they have stolen.
偷了神说那个金银铜铁器皿这些东西要归到神的府库里面去的，亚干把它拿到家里去。
They have taken the vessels of bronze and iron and things that were supposed to be put in the treasury of the house of the Lord.
本来属神的，他现在把它据为己有。
He had taken what had belonged to God.
第四
，Fourthly，
他行诡诈。
He deceived.
就是他并没有说实话。
He was not honest.
他在百姓。当中啊，因为每个人都知道耶稣要讲的什么命令啊。
Everyone knew what Joshua had commanded.
所以他表面上好像是他有做，其实暗地里面他是做了这些错误了。
Superficially, it seemed as if he followed these commandments, but he actually deceived them.
他偷偷摸摸的把这些东西带回家里去了。
He secretly put away these items among his own things.
所以第五就是把当面的物放在自己的家里去。
And the fifth sin is to put these things among his own things.
就是在他自己的帐篷底下。
He put it under his tent.
那这个就是亚干所犯的罪啊。
And these are the sins of Achan.
那时候神就跟耶稣亚指明了，有一个人是这样犯罪的。
The Lord told Joshua there was a man who did this.
所以就是因为这样，所以你们在仇敌面前就站立不住。
It is due to this that you cannot stand before your enemies.
所以，如果第十二节神说，如果不把这个当面物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
Therefore, the children of Israel cannot stand before the enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies because they have been doomed to destruction.
就是他们一定要接下去，愿意照神的吩咐，把这些东西除去。
And unless they destroy these things, God will not be with them.
那后来你看神神的指示耶稣也是照着办了。
Later, Joshua did according to God's commandments.
他就把亚干跟他所有的都把他除去了。
He put off, cast off Achan and everything he had.
那亚干犯罪以后
，After Achan sinned,
我们知道他们被打败这件事情。我们从第九章就看到结果。
We have seen the result of their defeat in chapter 9.
第八章是他们把这个罪除掉之后，接着他们在攻打爱城的时候，就又全然得胜。
After they put away their sin, they were victorious in the war against Ai in chapter 8.
所以要得到胜利，一定是要把罪除掉之后。
And if they wish to be victorious, they must put away sin.
那如果我们看第九章
，If we look at chapter 9,
现在。第九章的第一节
，Chapter 9, verse 1.
约旦河西住在山地高原，并对着利巴嫩山沿大海一带的诸王，就是赫人、亚摩利人、迦南人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人的诸王，听见这事。
9. And it came to pass when all the kings who were on the side of Jordan, in the hills and in the lowlands, and in all the coasts of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, The Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard about it, that they gathered together to fight with Joshua and Israel with one accord.
这是第二节，已经读过第二节了，就是他们都聚在一起，同心合意的要来跟以色列人打仗。
They gathered together, against Joshua.
那这个时候，这个西位人呢、啊？第一节所讲的西位人，就是第三节这里说的基遍的居民啊，基遍的居民，他们听见约书亚向耶利哥和爱城所行的事。
And verse 3, when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai.
这个时候，你看到第九章这些诸王他们的反应，跟在第五章就不一样了。
The reaction of the kings in chapter 9, verse 1 was different from previously.
他们现在是大家联合起来，同心合意的要跟以色列打仗了。
Now they were coming together to fight Joshua in one accord.
因为他们看到了，他们可以有得胜的机会啊，有可能的。
They saw the possibility of victory.
但是这些诸王，他们绝对不知道。在以色列百姓当中到底发生了什么事情
But they did not know what had happened among Israel.
他们不知道以色列人被打败的原因在哪里的
They didn't know the reason why the Israelites were
他们只看到现象是这样子以色列人在爱城人面前逃跑
They only saw the phenomenon that Israelites turned their backs and ran from Ai.
那后来当然爱城被 攻下来了 全被杀了
And after the city of Ai was captured and everyone was killed,
他们所听到的一定只是说啊，这个爱城的人他们是轻敌的，所以他们大意，所以哎，他们城被灭了。
And they must have thought that the city of Ai lost because they were overconfident.
那但其实最重要的原因是神再一次的与百姓同在。
But actually. The Israelites were victorious because God was once again with them.
可是这个时候，这些诸王他们现在有胆气，现在想要对抗了。
The kings now had the courage to fight against Israel.
但是当他们大家聚在一起同心合意的时候，就唯独这个基遍的居民，他们有不同的想法。
As they gathered together to fight, the inhabitants of Gibeon thought otherwise.
因为在第一章啊，在第一节所讲的，他们这些诸王听见的事情。跟第三节基遍居民所听见是一样的。
What the kings heard in verse 1 was exactly the same as what the inhabitants of Gibeon heard.
第三节基遍的居民听见耶稣亚向爱耶利哥城和爱城所行的事，他就设诡计要来啊得到生命了。
When the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they worked craftily and went and pretended to be ambassadors.
我们都知道基遍人他们。用了这个计谋呢，其实最主要的原因就是他们知道，除非跟以色列人讲和，否则他们绝对是死路一条。
The inhabitants of Gibeon knew that unless they used the scheme, then they would perish.
因为他们跟后来跟耶稣亚说
，Because they said later to Joshua，
因为我们听见你们所做的事情。
For we have heard what you have done.
哦，我们如果看第九节。
Verse 9.
仆人从极远之地而来，因听见主你们神的名声和他在埃及所行的一切事。
So they said to him, "From a very far country your servants have come because of the name of the Lord your God, for we have heard of his fame and all he did in Egypt."
他们所听到的跟这个耶利哥城的人拿俄他所听见是一样的。
They had heard the same thing as what Rahab heard.
所以现在他们呢？你看他们现在。想要用一个方法来得到活路、生命了。
They wanted to use this method, to be delivered.
那后来，他们这个计谋当然被揭发了，耶稣也知道了。
And of course, their scheme was revealed.
那时候啊，耶稣也就质问他们说：“你们为什么这样骗我们
？”Joshua questioned them, saying, "Why did you lie?"
哦，第二十二节，耶稣也。对他们说：“你们为什么欺负我们？说我们离你们很远呢？其实你们就住在我们中间呢。”
22. Then Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, "Why have you deceived us, saying we are very far from you, when you dwell near us?"
24节，他们回答耶稣亚说：“因为有人实在告诉你的仆人，主你的神曾吩咐他的仆人摩西，把这全地赐给你们，并在你们面前灭绝这地的一切居民，所以我们为你们的缘故甚怕丧命，就行了这事。”
24. So they answered Joshua and said, Because your servants were clearly told that the Lord your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore, we are very much afraid for our own lives because of you and have done this thing.
这是基遍人，他们听到神的作为之后，他们现在也想要能够来归向神，得到生命。
The Gibeonites, after they heard of God's works, also wish to turn to God and be delivered.
他们的方式当然是一个欺骗的手段。
And of course, their means of getting to this was deception.
所以等到百姓他们发现被骗的也是很气。
When the Israelites realized that they had been deceived,
可是一样的，他们也是跟人家起誓了。
But they had sworn.
所以最后还是让他们活下来了。
And in the end, they spared the lives of the Gibeonites.
可是我们就看到他们的心跟喇合是一样的。
But we can see that their hearts were the same as Rahab's.
他们知道，除非跟这个神跪在这个神底下，否则他们是没有办法活的。
They knew that unless they turned to this God, then they would not live.
神也是让他们活下来的。
And God spared their lives.
最后，他们还能够在神的殿里面啊，成为仆人啊，劈柴挑水的仆役。
And in the end, they became servants and woodcutters and water carriers within the house of God.
所以，愿意亲近神的，神都没有让他们失望的。
God will not disappoint those who wish to draw near to Him.
当然，这当中也是存在着耶稣亚他们没有求问神的缘故。
And of course, These things happened because Joshua and Israel did not ask of the Lord.
但是事实上看起来，神的旨意真的是要拯救那些愿意来归向他的。
But it seems like God's will is to deliver those who are willing to turn to Him.
所以，基遍人他在这么多他们的当地的同胞里面，他们就是最特殊的。
The inhabitants of Gibeon were unique among all the other inhabitants.
因为第十章第一节开始。
In the beginning of chapter 10.
现在耶路撒冷王亚多尼喜德，他听见耶稣亚夺了爱城，进行毁灭，怎么样带耶利哥跟耶利哥的王，怎么样带爱城跟爱城的王，又听见基遍的居民和以色列立了约，住在他们中间呢。
10 verse 1. Now it came to pass when Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and its king, so he had done to Ai and its king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon and had made peace with Israel and were among them.
那第二节就说他就很害怕，因为基遍是个大城。
2. That they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city.
好，那接下来呢，这个耶路撒冷王呢，就召集的南部的这个另外这个五个王，要来跟以色列百姓对抗。
The king of Jerusalem gathered five other kings to attack the children of Israel.
那这个就成为他们在南方的联军呢，在南方的。
And this was the alliance in the east.
那 south.
South.
南方的联军，他们对着基遍安宁要攻打基遍。
And this alliance in the south wished to attack Israel.
好，所以我们看到，这五个王他们听到神怎样对待耶利哥城，怎么对待爱城，他们现在不是要来归顺，他们现在反而想要来对抗。
And these five kings did not wish to turn to God, but wish to attack.
而且是要来攻打那个愿意归服神百姓的这些人。
And they wish to attack the people who turn to God.
因为基遍的居民跟他们不一样了。
Because the inhabitants of Gibeon were different from them.
我们就看到这个战役是怎么发生的，这第十章记得很清楚。
And we see how the battle plays out in chapter 10.
那这个战役也是神为百姓打仗。
In this battle, the Lord also fought for His people.
因为第十章的第十四节说
，In chapter 10, verse 14,
在这日以前，这日以后，神听人的祷告，没有像这日的，是因为神为以色列人征战。
14, and there has been no day like that before it or after it that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel.
其实，当神为百姓征战的时候，没有人能够 站立得住的。
If the Lord fights for His people, no one can stand before Him.
所以这五个王最后也是被啊、被杀了，五个城也被攻下来了。
These five kings were killed and their cities taken.
好，我们现在去看第十一节十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
十一章，啊、第十啊、第十十章的第四十二、四十三节说，耶稣要跟以色列众人回到基甲的营中，他们打完仗就回到基甲去，他们的基地在基甲。
In chapter 10, verse 43 records how Joshua returned and all of Israel with him to their camp at Gilgal.
好，那第十一章第一节。
Chapter 11, verse 1.
现在夏所王耶宾听见这事，就打发人去见马顿王约巴、申伦王亚萨王。第二节说，以北方山地基尼列南边的亚拉巴高原，并西边多尔山冈的诸王。
11. And it came to pass when Jabin, king of Hazor, heard these things that he sent to Jobab, king of Madon, to the king of Shimron, to the king of Akshaph, and to the kings who were in the north, in the mountains, in the plain south of Chinneroth, to the lowland, and in the heights of Dor on the west.
第三节就说要去见东方跟西方的迦南人。
3. To the Canaanites in the east and in the west.
好。那第四节就说，这些王跟他们的众军都出来，人数多如海边的沙，还有许多的马匹车辆。
4. So they went out, they and all their armies with them, as many people as the sand that is on the seashore, in multitude.
第五节，这诸王会合，来到米伦水边，一同安营，要与以色列征战。
5. And when all these kings had met together, they came to and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel.
现在这个北方啊，夏所王在其实在加利利的北边啊，所以这个是指在北方的。
King Hazor gathered all the kings that were north of Galilee.
那所以第十一章这个战役呢，是北方跟西方的联军啊，来对抗以色列人。
In chapter 11, it records that the armies of the north and the south
and east and west,
east and the west, ally together against Israel.
那这个时候当然也是神为他们打仗了。
And again, God fought for His people.
但是这里就提到这个夏所王耶宾，他听到神为他们百姓打仗这件事。
It records how Jabin, king of Hazor, heard.These things that God had done.
神已经啊，让百姓很顺利的攻下了南部的各城了。
God had already allowed His people to successfully conquer the south.
但是这个夏所王他们听到这件事情，他们也不是要来归顺，反过来是要对抗。
But Jabin, when he heard these things, and the kings who followed him after hearing the words of God, they did not desire to turn to God, but wanted to attack.
那最后神也是把这些敌人都交在耶稣的手上。
In the end, God delivered all these people into Joshua's hands.
所以百姓把他们击杀，没有留下一个。
And the people, Israelites attacked these people and left none of them.
以色列百姓照着神的吩咐的，把这个马兵马车都把它焚烧，把马的蹄筋都砍断了。
And according to what God toldThe Israelites, they hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots.
因为他们知道，他们也相信，征战得胜是靠神，不是靠他们的车辆马兵。
They knew and believed that victory lies in the Lord and not in the chariots.
所以他们现在不用敌人的武器来做他们的支援，他们是全心依靠神。
They did not take their enemies. Resources for their own, but relied on the Lord wholeheartedly.
所以征战的得胜秘诀就是有神同在。
The secret to conquest to victory is God's abidance.
所以这第十一章我们看到神将仇敌交付在选民的手上。
In chapter 11, we see how God delivered the enemies into their hand.
所以我们现在看到的是这些后来从第七章以后，这些诸王他们听到神的作为之后，他们现在都反过来想要对抗了。
From chapter 7 onwards, all the kings who heard of God's works wanted to attack.
那这个我们也看到，其实百姓他们在爱城所犯的错误，留下很大的后遗症。
And therefore, we see how great of a side effect, the defeat at I was.
但是通过这件事情，也让我们看到说，当一个人他听到神的作为，他们不愿意来相信啊，神也不愿意来啊归服他的时候，所带来的结果。
We see the result that comes with, the denial of drawing near or submitting to the Lord after hearing about His works.
因为他们没办法看到神的作为。
Because they were unable to see God's works.
他们听是听见了，但是他们不明白。
They heard yet did not understand.
所以主耶稣他特别提醒我们。
Therefore, Jesus especially reminds us.
以前有很多人他们在等候主耶稣的福音呢。
Many were waiting for the message of Jesus Christ.
可是他们听了，但是他们并没有行动。最后他们听了也等于没听一样。
But since many did not take action after they listened, it was as if they did not listen at all.
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
看马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
第十七节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 17.
我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看见的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。
17. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it.
我们再反过去看第十六节。
Let us look back to verse 16.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵是有福的，因为听见了。
16. But blessed are your ears, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
我们就看到今天圣经里面所记载这些故事。
We see these stories recorded in the Bible.
其实就是要让我们能够看到神的作为。
And this is so that we can see God's works.
我们听见了神这样做。
We heard of how God worked.
我们一定要知道神的用意在哪里。
And we must understand His purpose.
当我们听见的，我们如果愿意抓住神他所给我们的信息
，If we hear and are willing to hold on to God's message，
采取行动
；If we are willing to take action，
我们愿意来顺服这位神
；If we are willing to submit to this God，
我们必然得福
；Then we will be blessed。
我们结果就是得到生命
；And our result will be life。
但是如果听的只是把它当作参考。
But if in hearing we consider it as a reference,
所以其实最后也会成为愚昧人。
Then in the end we will become foolish men.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第七章他这样说。
Therefore in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus said.
看第七章的第二十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 24.
七章二十四节，所以凡听见我话就去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
二十六节说，凡听见我话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
26. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
那我们都能够成为听到又能够采取行动的人。
May we become a man who hears and does these things.
我们听到神奇妙作为，我们会愿意来顺服他，来归向他。
So that when we hear these marvelous works of God, we will draw near to Him and turn to Him.
我们听见天国道理，我们如果愿意祈求神给我们谦卑的心，我们就能够明白。
If we hear the message of heaven and have a humble heart, God will allow us to understand.
那这个天国的这个福音的种子就在我们的心里发芽，会成长，最后会结果子。
And the seed of the gospel of heaven will take root in our hearts and will sprout.
所以恶者就不会把我们心里面所听的道理夺走。
And the evil one will not take away the seed.
我们最后一定能够得到永生。
In the end, we will surely be saved.
愿主帮助我们都能够知道当怎么样听。
May God help all of us that we might know how we should listen.
让我们成为在神的国度有份的人。
So that we can have part in the kingdom of heaven.
一起来唱诗，195首。
195.